short list with Jake and Amy.
I love that so much.
The best part is I sang along with it.
Yeah, you did. Mm. It's like your biggest hit.
It's my only hit. If that's what we can even call it.
Well, it's Sunday, which is when we record these things. Then that means it's time for the short list.
You look so good sitting in that chair.
I'm in the most regalist chair that I have ever done a podcast
We have a couple chairs in our living room that are, you know, hand-me-downs, and they're I really do like the style, and I'm so not what you're looking at the screen. You freak me out every time.
Checking your levels.
What would you consider that type of furniture?
I want to say it's not like, Victorian.
That's what I would say. So they're, you know, they have like real wooden carved legs and structure, and they're upholstered, and you know, anyway, they're beautiful, and I do really like them. But they also just kind of are additional pieces to our totally mixed design of our hand-me-down
mixed
items.
Bag style.
Yeah. So anyway, Jake's totally rocking that chair right now.
What's cool is we got one of these as a gift, and then we like found another one somewhere, right?
No.
So they both came. Your parents gave us one.
Well,
right?
My dad gave us the one you're sitting in.
Yeah.
But the other one that we got was from Samantha, his sister.
Oh, that's right.
And my dad had actually given that to her. So she had it reupholstered. I don't know. I don't think they're the same. Necessarily from the same home or anything like that, but yeah. They both essentially came from dad.
Yeah, they're slightly different, but they look like they were made with like, the same
Yeah, within idea. The same like 3 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know what I'm talking about. They were made within 3 years
it's
of each
a vintage
other. You know
Dawson.
Who would know is your cousin Liz.
Oh, that's true. She's very into the
redoing furniture,
furniture.
My poor little sad desk over there.
Yeah.
I found this desk when we were living in Boise at a Salvation Army, and it was painted black horribly. This little like kidney shaped thing, and it was like $10.
It's like a kid's desk. It's
like
really
truly
small.
Felt sad leaving it. I was like, oh, this looks like it would have good bones. So needless to say, I bought it. And Jake's cousin Liz, my Lizzie, she and I spent hours stripping this thing because I think it had legitimately 8 layers of paint on it and varnish and But yeah, so now it's just hanging out and
it is a
serving
very cool
as
desk.
A paper collector.
Maybe I should just use it.
There's
I
the first cough of the evening.
Cough button. Well, let's see. I'm just trying to go over what happened today. Spoiler alert, Tiger Woods won the Masters.
What?
I know.
Just kidding. I knew
Which
that.
Is crazy.
I know. That's pretty amazing. I'm trying to remember. They said it was a 5-year. No, that's wrong. Was it an 11-year drought?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know any golf stats. The thing about it to me that's amazing is that he kind of went through the gutter, you know, with all that went down. And you know, I
Do
think
you mean
there was,
professionally or personally?
Yes. Well, no, personally.
I was actually thinking about that today, too.
His game really suffered and was suffering at that time anyway. Mm-hmm. So, like, it was a real low point. But it's kind of cool. I remember, you know, we watched the end of one tournament. What's it called?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I'm blinking. I grew up playing golf.
Anyway, at the end of he finished like higher than he had in a while, and he hugs his kids as he got off the course. And I just like it's a face that we've seen for so long on TV. He is the face of golf.
Yeah.
You know, for our generation.
Nike
for sure.
And yeah.
And he's been like it was just cool to see like a really human moment.
Yeah. No, he's amazing. Yeah. He really is
pretty wild.
The greatest of all time. They showed like a side-by-side clip, if you will, of him hugging his dad when he won the Masters in 97. Jeez Louise, honey. How do I get a cough button?
I don't know.
Pause.
We could get it figured out, though.
Sorry, guys. I'm like dealing with allergies. That's a whole separate story. But so side-by-side of him and his dad, and then today hugging his son once he won. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Full circle. Wild. The circle of life. Even now, you're on your cell phone. No.
Here's what I'm going to do. I think we're going to do a live video of it.
No.
No, you don't want to?
I'm sitting here not wearing a bra. Sorry to all of you listening.
Okay, fine.
And
That's
I probably
fine.
Have
no, that makes sense.
Things in my teeth.
All right. We'll do it next time. I think we should do it next time, though.
I guess. Jake's our creative director.
Do we want to get started on our shortlist?
Yeah. Dive right in, baby cakes.
Okay, I'm going to go number one. So we went, I'm going to go numero uno. We went to drinks with some friends on, was that Saturday?
It was Friday.
Or was it Friday? Okay. And Shane and Jill, I'll say their names. Mm-hmm. They're not protecting anything. And
except they ditched someone else to hang out with us. So cool, Jay.
We went to Local 188, which is a neat, like, just almost, it's almost, is it not tapas? Would you consider it tapas?
I am immediately thinking of Jess Wilkie right now because she loves when I say tapas all the time. Anyway, and she's no longer Jess Wilkie, but anywho.
So that, you're no longer Amy Stone.
I am forever Amy Stone. Okay. Okay, back to the story. Yes, so tapas, I would say Spanish cuisine.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we got, we all got drinks. Yep. Where did we go before that?
We had gone to Dogfish and watched some music.
That's right. We went and heard, which Dogfish is a very cool bar. Mm-hmm. And we had gotten one drink there, and we went to Local 188, and I got a beer, but everybody else got cocktails.
Yeah.
And literally, very literally to me, for cocktails, the juice is not worth the squeeze.
What are you talking about?
It just isn't worth it. I don't like cocktails. I don't like drinking.
Why is, how, that doesn't, it's almost like not even, what?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you saying, that drinking a cocktail doesn't, I don't know.
It is never worth it for me to get a cocktail.
Why? Because you get sick or?
No, because it's like, what I'm not saying is that there aren't delicious cocktails. There are lots of many, like, there are many delicious cocktails.
Mm-hmm.
But the price for them, for how, like, for how much I enjoy it, isn't worth it either.
And I feel the exact same way about beer.
Yeah, okay. And I get that. But I have a feeling that's just because of the way that we like to drink things.
Mm.
And it's either not enough. Or, like, it's not, there's just not enough liquid.
Right, because alcohol is a higher alcoholic content.
I understand
God,
why.
God, do you hear how mean I'm getting? I'm like, why do you not like vodka?
And I don't really, I don't like vodka. I truthfully, like, I think whiskey is fine, but I'm not a whiskey person.
We know.
Cool. Gin is great for me. I really enjoy gin.
Hey, guess what? That's a cocktail.
Gin in and of itself is an alcohol, though.
You just drink straight gin.
Constantly.
No, you don't.
I did right before this.
Good.
No, I don't know. Like,
so it's obviously worth the juice. At the gin end, and juice.
At the end of the day, I like the taste of beer, and it's like a good amount for me. Like, it's easier to drink it. Like, and I gulp. When I drink,
but
I
this
like
is,
gulp.
Right. You drink beer.
Yeah.
Like it's a Mountain Dew.
Exactly.
Okay. So I guess like that
sounds so bad.
But it's true. Yeah. And I'm not saying that like you have a problem or anything. You just are like, I like that taste. I'm going to drink it like it's a soda as I'm eating my snack. That's like a million times worse than just sipping on a cocktail that's delicious and you're appreciating it and it's like nostalgic for
But who's to say I'm not appreciating a beer by doing that?
Well, in my brain, if you are drinking two or three of something just because you're drinking so fast, you're probably not enjoying it.
But what would you say about food? Just because you eat faster than me, does that mean you're enjoying it?
Hey, I grew up in a home of a lot of kids. I had to work for that food.
I get it. But would you say that...
I'd better get that last biscuit, Mom.
So would you say that I enjoy my meal more because it takes me a longer time to eat it?
Probably. You do. You chew. Okay, so side story. Jake, on average, this is not even an exaggeration, will chew one bite of food over 40 times.
Between 30 and 50, I would say.
Okay. I have counted many times. I've had my friends count. I mean, it's kind of a joke because for me, after bite legit 12, there's nothing in my mouth. My saliva has broken that down so fast. It's gone. What are you chewing on by bite 28?
I don't know, but I know that the pieces just aren't small enough yet for me to swallow it.
But I guess what I'm saying is I don't even have pieces left. My mouth has just disintegrated.
Maybe my teeth just aren't as good at masticating as yours are. Or maybe my saliva isn't as acidic. It wouldn't surprise me if you had acid.
The dentist does say I have a lot of saliva, but it's good for my teeth.
There you go. Or it's made of acid.
I'm so spitty.
You're a dragon.
Okay, sorry. So, yes, I would say you probably do enjoy your food more.
Okay. And that's fair. I get it. I just also, like, I don't know. To me, it's been the same with orange juice, too. Like, when I drink orange juice, okay. I just love it so much that I, like, I just keep going. You know what I mean? So that when I like something as a drink, I drink a lot of it.
Right.
And I drink it fast.
So it still doesn't answer why you don't like cocktails. To me, because you don't like cocktails because it's... But that doesn't... I mean, you can say that day and day. What does worth it even mean?
It means that I'm spending $15.
No, you're not if you're going to the right place.
Okay, fine. $10 for half the amount of liquid that I would get with a beer.
You're still getting the same amount of alcohol content.
But it's not about alcohol
content. So why don't you have one cocktail and drink two waters?
Because I don't want... And that's the second part, is that they taste fine. I still prefer the taste of beer. Yeah. Either way, it just isn't worth it to me. Just trying to be a smart drinker. That's also, I also don't, I dip in and out of drinking wine, but like, I just don't like sipping. I don't like, just like, no, it touched my lips. I'll put it back down.
Okay.
You know, That's just me. I'm not saying that anything is like good or bad. If anybody else has, obviously I'm fine with you drinking a cocktail. I don't care. It's just my preference.
Okay, thanks.
You have permission to drink cocktails.
Cool.
Anyway, so that was my thing.
Yeah, you've been really perseverating on this. Tonight we kind of were going to, you know, just oftentimes we'll just say, like, do you have your things to talk about prior to our, you know, trying to be live here and be cool? And Jake's just like, cocktails. He just would say that one word. I'm like, okay, what's that mean? You'll see. You're like stuck on it.
Yeah. But I didn't want to tell you what it was before we started because I like just having the
conversation. No, me too. I agree. Well, that kind of leads into one thing of mine.
Okay.
One of the reason we were even out this weekend, we actually did a lot this weekend, than we typically do. You know, we try to stay in and budget and, you know, just not be out every single night of the week. But this week we went out a lot and saw friends and family, and it was great. But that's because, you know, I think we need to not be homebodies as much.
Yeah, we slip into, especially, I think, with the Game of Thrones thing I shouldn't say Game of Thrones, just really the TV in general. We just kind of...
Yeah, no, and it's not a bad thing. I love being home. I love cooking dinner. I love literally, like, playing games, doing a puzzle. Like, I love being home. But I think what was happening, I've been kind of in a weird mood, you guys. Like, all week I've been... Number one, like, mentally exhausted and a little anxious, a lot anxious, if I'm being transparent. So
to quote you, it's out of control. My anxiety is out.
Yeah, I've just felt really, I was noticing that, like, I'd get in the shower in the morning and I wasn't even breathing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I had to, I remember this, I don't remember what day it was this week, but I got in the shower and I'm standing under the water and I'm like, oh, I can breathe. So, like, I let out a big breath and I take in a big breath and I'm like, man, I think I hold my breath a lot during the day. And yeah, I think I do that a lot all the time.
Yeah.
So anyway, needless to say, it got me thinking and I said to Jake, I was like, look, I love being home, but I think we need to, if we are home, not be watching 3 hours of television a night, and we need to be better at being off of our phones. Because I want to connect with you after not seeing you all day, not, you know, get into this, our candy crushing right beside each other in bed because we're lame.
Looking at the same Instagram stories.
Yeah. And I think that's a problem a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Or I don't want to say it's a problem. It's just, it's become so part of our everyday culture for everyone to be on your phone all the time. But for me, I think it was like really messing with me. So needless to say, that was kind of the reason we like got out a little bit more this weekend and just did things with other people and
It was good. It also was so nice this weekend.
Oh my gosh, it was beautiful.
Could do that without, I think it's a lot, you know, obviously like when you're already home and you're warm, it's like, okay, well, you want to go out? Even if you're going to another place that's you know, gonna be warm. It's like,
well, Maine winters, yeah. It's hard. I definitely see a difference between here being Maine, when we have such long cold winters and spring that kind of becomes a winter again every few days, and compared to Boise where it gets so warm and mild pretty early on. So I do think seasonally it just like messes with me a little bit. So I think part of my goal at least is to really not be glued to my phone as much, even if that's texting or FaceTiming, like just kind of putting it away a little bit and focusing more on other things.
I think something that has helped us a little bit just keep like be more mindful of it. I mean, I don't know that it's changed a ton, but it's helped us be at least be more aware is the whole screen time aggregator on our phones, because we get a little notification every Sunday like, hey, your screen time's up or down this week.
Okay, what is yours averaging?
So I looked at earlier today. I said it was 1:30. It was actually 1:55. An hour 55.
It was like a minute.
I spend 1 minute a day on my phone.
So I was averaging, as of last week, 3 hours and 50 minutes a day. 50, 50.
That's 2 hours longer than me.
Which is just, I swear, I'm at work. I'm not on my phone. So that already tells you 8 hours of the day that I'm not on my phone. So the rest of the time, which is when I'm home with you or in the morning beforehand and stuff. So, yeah, I've just been trying to be really conscious of that.
I would bet a third of that within a day is you FaceTiming.
Yeah, yeah. I FaceTime my sister and my family all the time. So I'm sure. But still, that's, you know, it's just too much to be on your phone that much. It's not healthy. So hopefully my anxiety goes down. Hopefully I remember to breathe and like truly.
Yeah. Gotta get you a mug that says breathe on it.
My shirt says, let it be. I keep thinking it says breathe. That tells you
whatever,
something. That was kind of one of my things on my list is just trying to detach from social media and connect with you more directly versus just we're home. Let's eat dinner and hang out and watch TV all night. However, we are watching Game of Thrones after this. Am I right?
Yeah. We have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah. So anyway.
It's getting wild. Yeah. In there. Okay. Well, do you want to go next or do you want me to? What do you think?
I just went so you can.
Okay. I'm going to move into more self-help stuff, basically.
Self-help? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
So the idea, there's a lot of stuff this week that has had me... speaking of cocktails.
It's my cocktails.
a lot of stuff this week that's had me thinking just about, you know... creating I don't know how else to kind of put it, but just like going out and doing for me, playing basketball, creating music, even doing this podcast stuff at work.
Yeah.
Like,
well, your talents.
Yes. The idea is to be able to, in those situations, like chase your talents. So like, I'll kind of zoom out to something that's like a little trivial.
I just envisioned you zooming out.
Yeah, I know. You saw my hands.
No, but I like saw like a camera. It was pretty cool. Okay.
So in basketball today, it's kind of like, you know, you get put on just random pickup teams and you don't really know what everybody's going to be good at. You don't know if guy over there is a good shooter or, you know, Steve is a good rebounder. You just start playing, but it kind of starts to settle into like, you know, oh, well, I can pass it to that guy because he's hit 2 threes today already. So like, I feel pretty confident that he's going to hit it, whatever. And as the 2 hours of basketball I played went on, like everybody kind of starts to change. And so for me,
change like
they get tired. So maybe the guy that's been stealing the ball really well is like, he's not in a good position.
Yeah.
So as those shift, it's like really taking inventory for me, taking inventory of what we need as a team to win. Right.
So you're like project manager. Sort of. Okay.
But like basically, long story short, nobody was going into rebound. Everybody was shooting, but nobody was going into rebound, which like if you're missing shots, you're just not going to have the ball. Mm. So I was just like, you know what? My job today is going to be rebounding.
Huh.
And I didn't like I wasn't playing super well, but as soon as I started rebounding, we started scoring more points. We kept
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the same with like if my later on my shot, my shoulder just like wasn't having it and my shot was done. So I was like, you know what I'm going to do is screen for like the next 5 possessions or whatever. And it just like helped. I mean, it really.
Well, it helps the greater whole.
Yeah, it helps the team. Mm-hmm. And I've always been such a team player person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the way that I was thinking about that, like, you know, it, with creating music for me was I don't really do well if I have to overthink like a some kind of creative piece, right? Or if I'm writing mm-hmm. something or recording something, I don't do well if I'm overthinking it and if I have a lot of time. So I have to set myself up to A, have a deadline, and to and like I have to set
just
some
like
rules.
Work under pressure a little bit, or?
Sort of mm-hmm. work under pressure, but not spend too much time like, you know, basically writing something down and then reading it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? You mentioned that.
Yeah. So yeah. like for, I just am kind of wrapping up this creative, you know, this instrumental music project,
which is so good. And I know Jake doesn't like talking about himself, but like sincerely, I think. Everyone needs to check it out. So yeah. Seriously, I know nothing about music, really. I mean, I know what I like, but it's so good. And just a little caveat, you came up with, you're like, I'm going to set this deadline for myself. This is going to be a goal of mine. And no offense, part of me was like, it's a great intention, but Jake sometimes has trouble. Like, you know, yeah. you just have a lot in your brain at one time.
Yeah,
but you exactly. did it.
Yeah. I actually did,
proud
and
of
I
you.
And I made more songs than I anticipated. Yeah. But the what I tried to do is it was in the mostly in the mornings. I would say is when I worked on it for an hour. Mm-hmm. But I would kind of most of it would come together in that hour, and then I'd mix it out and put it into a Google Drive, and I would like listen to it on the way to work. So that was kind of the thing. But then I made a rule that I couldn't listen to it again until later in the afternoon,
which is good
because. If I perseverate mm-hmm. on this thing and I just look at it and look at it and look at it and look at it, all the colors blur together, all the sounds mm-hmm. come to, and I just go, it's nothing. And then I try and tweak one thing and that turns into tweaking 50 yeah. things. And then
you're overthinking it.
Yeah, it never yeah. sounds good. And so I knew with this project that like, look, you're not going to overthink it. You're going to release stuff that maybe you don't even like stand behind 100% or that you don't feel is finished mm-hmm. but here is the date to do this
yeah
and you're gonna get
and
it
you
done
did it.
And then you look at it later and I think there's been a lot of stuff that I have overthought in the past and it kind of ruins how I look back on it years later
mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of things that were so off the cuff and I put away for a long time and visit again, you know, maybe I did it in my early 30s and I rediscover it or my early 20s, and I rediscover it in my 30s. I'm like, oh, that was really good. That was mm-hmm. So anyway, I just the idea of like being able to really set yourself up for success and like cater what you're doing. And like, I think there are applications for that everywhere.
For sure.
Like,
do you, I'm just randomly thinking of this because I know you, so when he says he worked in on it in the morning, basically I usually leave for work before you.
Right.
And so, you know, you would spend that hour between me leaving, you heading into work, whatever. Do you think that, I guess two part, one, do you think you have a time of day that works better for you? Or do you think it was, answer that question first.
I don't know. I mean, that's interesting. There were some that I did in the mornings.
Right.
But,
or do you
or,
think
sorry,
it was
in the evenings.
Or but. Do you think it was more just because you had that time alone to like really focus? So that just worked out.
I think it was the time crunch. I really do think it was the time crunch of it.
Like having that designated time in the morning.
Because I have to get to work. Like,
yeah.
And so there's not, if I spend the first 30 minutes of it, like just getting the very beginnings of what's going to be a quote song, and I don't like it, I'm going to have to wait until the next day to
that's a good point.
Do it again. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of go with it. I just roll with it.
Oh,
and whatever.
Sarah, you're the cutest puppy.
Just did a big stretch on the bed.
Oh my gosh, we're so obsessed.
Anyway, so if basically like I didn't have time, I made sure that I didn't have time to like start over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I just went with what I had
mm-hmm.
and didn't spend too much time finding things. It just was like I knew how to get the guitar sound that would work, and I knew how to get I could variate the bass sound, you know, in one of two ways. So, like, mm-hmm. I just really set it. I set the parameters pretty close for
cool.
myself. Anyway, so.
No, I think that's good. In terms of talents, are you thinking, I mean, you mentioned at work, too. Do you feel it's kind of like the same thing, needing deadlines?
Yeah, I think so. Well, no, I just think as far as like that team, you know, I work, I'm going to fill people in if they don't know. I work at a digital marketing firm, like pretty small. I mean, not a ton of people, but everybody really has their own strengths. Mm-hmm. I guess talents, maybe talents is too strong, but like strengths.
No, strength is a talent.
Yeah. Okay. But like every, you know, we have a, there's one guy on our team that just is so good at Facebook. Like he just really understands how to promote on mm-hmm. Facebook and how to, you know, really go after it. There are like other folks that are, they just really understand the solar industry. Mm-hmm. Like, and how, you know, people are viewing the solar industry. And so, and everybody has their own, really their own talents there. And I just know that mine is like not going to be the Facebook thing. Like I know it's not going to be mm-hmm. pay-per-click. Like, and there are just so many things that I know I'm not good at, but what I am good at, I'm going to like make sure
yeah.
I contribute and help.
I think that's good. I think more people need to realize, I mean, number one, you can't be good at everything. You just can't.
Yeah. I think that's the thing.
And just being okay with that. And yeah. Like there are times even for me where I feel like I have to handle this situation and then, you know, someone else does. And I'm like, oh, that was great. They did a really good job. Like, I guess I don't, yeah. they don't need me right now. But, well, it kind of leads into my topic.
Yeah.
If that's okay. I didn't know if you were done. Or at least I think it does. Like I was talking, I just think about self-care a lot. Probably because of anxiety, which I've obviously talked about tonight. So I think, like for you, and this could be wrong, but I do think, although it was a project you're working on and, you know, you had that time crunch in the morning, in a weird way, I think that is self-care for you to, like, totally. Designate that time to work on those things.
Totally.
And for me, like, yeah, self-care is important. So, like, for me, you know me, I love to get up and journal, like, if I can every morning. There are for sure days I don't, but.
That's very sacred time for you.
Yeah, like, and if I don't get to it, I definitely feel it throughout the day. So, sometimes I'll do it at night or, yeah. So, I just was thinking about self-care as a whole. Like, I think it's just so, I'm sounding so sad tonight. I don't mean to sound sad.
No, I don't think you're sad at all.
I just think it's so important and people don't do it enough. And on some level, like, I'm sitting here and I know there's going to be people that listen that are moms and dads and they have way more on their plate than I feel like you or I do. So, I don't want to sound like I know it all, but I don't know. I just think about like whether it's getting outside with the dog on the weekends, which we love doing. She's so stinking cute, you guys. I wish you could see her right now. Or, you know, going to an exercise class or I don't know. I just think it's important. That's all I'm trying to say. Take care of yourselves.
We watched a Queer Eye episode last night.
Oh my God. I love them.
Unbelievable.
Well, they always talk about self-care.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's usually for people that have really, you know, put so much out for other people, which is so important. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you can't take care of other people if you're not taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Well, and you have a very, I mean, especially your journaling, like that is such an, in, like,
oh
a,
my God, my glasses were killing me. Okay, continue.
You are so intentional about when you journal to the, and I do not mean this like in any dig, like I, to the point where it's like, outside influences on your journal time is like unacceptable.
Well,
you know what I mean?
It's not that it's unacceptable.
That sounds hard. That sounds
really
harsh.
I just think it's, you know, if I'm sitting in the living room quietly trying to write in my journal and you're like out, you walk out with a guitar. Yeah. It's
or
like,
I'd like
can
ask
you just
the
go
Google,
in the other room?
Yeah, it's like, hey, Google, play Rage Against the Machine. You're like, yeah. I'm journaling.
Yeah, it's just for me, it's, I mean, sometimes if I'm running late in the morning, I'll take it to work. I probably don't journal at work just because I'm busy as soon as I walk in. But I'll bring it with me, like, if I'm going to an exercise class in the morning in case I get there 15 minutes early, you know. So, yeah, I just think it's important. So whatever that is for everyone, I think self-care is the, I would almost say, the most important thing.
Yeah, so I guess here's my I want your take on it question. Mm-hmm. Like, how much self-care is too much self-care?
Well, my gut instinct is that there's not too much. I think there's a line between, and this is my opinion, so I hope I don't make people mad. I think there is a line between self-care, which rejuvenates you and refreshes you, and people that overindulge. And so, like, for me, this is the first thing that comes to brain for me is, like, for me, self-care could be taking a bubble bath and, like, putting on a face mask and doing my nails for the night. Mm-hmm. You might have someone else who thinks self-care is a full spa day and, you know, buying $300 worth of new clothing. And that's, I'm not saying that's wrong. First of all, that's just not feasible for me. Like, that's not going to happen. But I think if that becomes your, like, I guess what I would say is if it's overly materialistic, that would make me question if that's actually self-care.
Right. If it starts becoming more about the type of soap you use than the soap, like in the bath.
Well, just like if your self-care is like something that you're trying to fill a void with that's materialistic, I would maybe wonder if there's just something deeper there. And we all come to the table with our own things. Yeah. And but for me, like, you know, I'm like all over the place per usual, but I think I look back at where I was in my 20s and I was always out, always social and always doing things. And, you know, obviously I just said earlier, I don't want to be also sitting at home all the time, like drowning out in a television. So, you know, self-care for me, even now, could just be simply shutting the TV off and reading a book, you know? Relax so that time, sort of change. Sort of. Yeah. Just quiet and oh my goodness, she's stretching again.
This dog stretches every 45 seconds.
So anyway, I don't know if that even makes sense, but
well, I do.
What do you
think
is self care for you?
For me,
I mean music.
Yeah, there's a very specific time for music. There's also a time where music makes me really anxious, and it's like just thinking about it. Basketball is a self care thing, I think, for me. Mm-hmm. It really releases a lot of
things.
Yeah, like physical and mental.
Yeah.
Pent up stuff. You know, and I just love. I mean, it's just such a a fast paced game. You know, so it really.
Yeah, I get that. Well, it holds your attention. You probably don't have time to be thinking about other things in that moment.
And actually, sometimes I do. And that's when it's the best, is when I'm like in a flow that I can actually still have something running on.
That's not a flow, baby cakes. Hate to break it.
No, I just mean like I'm feeling, I don't know how to describe that. It's just like, you know, it's releasing just the right amount of energy that I'm almost like,
okay.
Like I feel like I can think about something. I don't know. It's hard, really hard to describe. I actually remember, I think one of the reasons I was able to memorize my songs, the songs that the jazz choir I played in high school would play, like, you know, we'd have a list of songs that we were rehearsing, is that I'd have basketball practice right after, and those songs were always running in my head.
Oh, well, that's probably like a real brain thing too.
Yeah,
truly.
It's kind of crazy. Anyway, basketball to me is definitely self-care.
I think working out in general is self-care for you.
Yes,
maybe I'm wrong. But
for sure.
Like, you're pretty good about, oh, I don't want to go, but I'm going to go.
Yeah.
When you go or you run, I would say physical activity for you is self-care.
Yeah, and I think that took some learning because I didn't always like it. Like,
yeah.
Late 20s, I totally lost going
for
to the gym.
Well, for me, it's not that it's physical activity. It's like quiet time, and that for me is hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard to sit still.
There are certain, you know, I think there is a self-care where it's like watching like a really engaging documentary or something is like I look forward to more than
anything.
It's
okay.
So
it's good. There is no right or wrong self-care. Just do it.
Yeah. And drinking large gulps of beer and not cocktails.
I want nachos right now.
Yeah.
Man, doesn't that sound good?
Poutine, like poutine nachos maybe?
No, I just feel like cheese and chili and
Do you have anything else,
babe? I got the whole world for you.
Oh, wow. That was romantic.
No, I don't know, I've just been in a weird funk this week, and I felt like I love doing our podcast, but I felt a little like I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But you know what, this is just me. And I think other people have weird weeks too, and that's okay.
Yeah,
you
and
know
we're
what
getting
I do
better
say?
I think we're getting better at this though.
What?
Just the podcast.
Honey, you're so, I can't think of the word I wanted.
Braggadocious.
Braggadocious. Yeah. We do have to say happy birthday to little Abel.
Abel.
He's 3 today. And when we tried to sing him happy birthday, what did he say?
So this should be my third thing, just kid logic. We called him and you started singing Happy Birthday, and he's like, we already sang that today. It was like 7 in the morning.
I've already heard that song. Yeah, he's also the same child that said, I don't have a boy, I have a dog, but she's right.
He was talking about his Aunt Amy not having a boy, she has a dog.
Yeah, so I want to give Sarah her own bedroom, and Jake thinks that's weird.
A nursery. I bet there are many people we know that would do that. Make a nursery for their dog.
The thing is, I'd want her to sleep with us every night.
Yeah, so what's the point?
So what's the point?
Describe Sarah's, like, we're in our dream house. We get to build Sarah's nursery.
Oh, yeah, we talked about this. So, number one, she would have a bed right up against, like, a huge window because she loves just kind of keeping watch of things. So she would just be kind of level with the window so she could, nothing's blocking her view.
Nobody would tell her not to growl.
Right. She can growl and bark all she wants. She would also have a big patch of grass to eat, because she likes doing that, and a separate patch of grass to roll in, because she loves that.
Yeah, probably dead grass. She'd probably roll in the dead
grass. Maybe a dead frog or something. She loves doing that. It's so gross. Let's see. What else would she have in there?
A fireplace.
Oh, yeah. So Sarah loves heat, which is kind of weird. When we go to the cabin, there's like a huge wood stove, and she gets freaking as close to that as she can. She's like panting, and we think she's about to keel over. So she does love that. So we have that. Those are really her favorite things. Just a lot of smells.
If there was just like a random appendage in the room for her to lick.
Yeah.
Like,
an arm hanging up from the wall, which is so weird.
Like a salt lick arm or something.
Yeah, it's like a salt lick for a rabbit or a horse, except it's for the dog. I think that's her dream time. She loves it. That will be her nursery.
She's 8 now, and she has been getting really white around the jowls.
I don't want to talk about it.
But
oh my gosh, we took her
down.
I have well, she has though. We took her to Crescent Beach in Cape Elizabeth on Saturday. It was like 72 degrees, so beautiful. And typically, like, you know, we can make it pretty far. She was dragging ass. She was
done. She was walking alongside us. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my god, he's gonna have to pick her up.
And her broken leash. Her poor broken leash.
Yeah, we gotta get a new leash. Anyway, that's it. I'm going to go snuggle my dog.
Looking for sponsors. Need a leash
sponsor. We need
sponsor.
A new leash, folks. What you think?
Can I actually, I'm going to do a
what?
Plug right now.
What?
For Anchor.
Oh, they're amazing.
There's already a plug at the beginning of this, but it was so, like, I've tried to do a podcast 2 or 3 times, like my own separate podcasts, even before I met Amy.
And I thought I was special.
And the whole, like, the RSS feed thing always like tripped me up, but like literally with Anchor, you just
record,
just upload it to Anchor, and it like pushes to everything. Mm-hmm. So our podcast is now available on iTunes. If you search the Shortlist or Shortlist Pod, I think maybe I can't. I think it's Shortlist Pod will probably be easiest, but it's on iTunes now, which is
real deal.
We are this is episode 5.
High five, baby! Oh, that was
terrible.
The worst. One more time. Okay, really, I gotta go. I wanna go snuggler.
It's our longest podcast.
Bye guys,
yet.
See you
okay.
Next week.
Bye.
Bye. Do 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 do. It's the Shortlist with Jake and Amy.